After hearing annual updates last fall from some of the organizations who received an annual percentage of the hotel occupancy tax revenues, the Pocahontas County Commissioners faced a tough decision about setting this year's allotments. Before making those decisions, however, the commissioners heard from two of those organizations at their January 21st regular meeting. Charlotte Slagle, representing the Artisans Co-op, told the commissioners that the co-op not only promotes the arts, but they are an incubator for more than 40 small artisan businesses. She asked that their occupancy tax allotment remain at last year's level, 3%. Representing the County Historic Landmarks Commission, Jason Bosserman and Ruth Taylor asked that their hotel occupancy tax allotment be restored to the level it had been until a few years ago, which was 7%. Bosserman explained that for reasons that he does not understand, the commissioners reduced their percentage by 2% at that time, leaving them with only 5%. Ruth Taylor explained that last year, Landmarks was forced to spend $10,000 more than they received, which drained all of their reserves. She said that the reason for this was emergency repairs needed at the Opera House and the Log Cabin. The largest expense involved the replacement of two broken furnaces at the Opera House, which cost $5,000 each to replace. She said that it takes all four furnaces at the Opera House to heat it sufficiently to hold events there in the winter. And even though two of these have just been replaced, the remaining two have exceeded their expected life and could fail at any time. Bosserman and Taylor not only asked for the restoration of their tax allotment to 7%, but also requested that the commissioners allot an additional $10,000 from the commission's brick and mortars budget. The commissioners noted that under state law, the Convention and Visitors Bureau must be given 50% of the total hotel tax revenues before any of the following allotments are calculated. But after a lot of discussion and expressions of concern about the Historic Landmark Commission's request, the commissioners voted to retain the tax allotments at last year's levels. These are Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, a flat $75,000. Emergency Medical Services, a flat $75,000. The Firemen's Association, a flat $50,000. Preserving Pocahontas, 3%. Artisans Co-op, 3%. Art Council, 4%. Historic Landmarks to remain at 5%. Dramas, Fairs, and Festivals, 20%. Parks and Recreation, 33%. And the Libraries, 32%. The commissioners noted that last year they had given a one-time flat $5,000 amount to Greenbank Park, so they gave that one-time flat $5,000 this year to the Historic Landmarks Commission to help with any needed furnace replacements at the Opera House. Holly Chestnut, a teacher at Greenbank Elementary Middle School, asked the commissioners for financial assistance to help pay for six middle school students from their school to attend the government seminars at Charleston from February 2nd through the 5th. She said that there they would interact with state government officials, attend mock trials, and meet members of the legislature. The commissioners granted her $500 towards the cost of the trip, which is the maximum they can under their rules. The commissioners also adopted the emergency absentee voting procedures for the May 12th primary elections. And finally, the commissioners approved Sheriff Jeff Barlow's request to hire Bradley Nelson as a full-time law enforcement deputy at $35,000 per year, beginning February the 3rd. It was noted that Nelson had previously been a deputy, so minimal training will be needed. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.